vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. Sailors do not need to die. If we do not act now, we are failing to properly take care of our most trusted asset, our sailors, writes Captain of the USS Teddy Roosevelt to Pentagon leadership as 90-plus sailors on the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier are infected, reportedly, with COVID-19. And just breaking today, we have word that 1,000 sailors have been taken off that vessel, according to the U.S. Navy. Again, this is a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. It's off of Guam. It's battle-ready. And right now, we need to be battle-ready because it looks to me like China is going into a defensive posture or perhaps an offensive posture, and we're the ones that have to go in a defensive posture. It's anyone's guess. This is advanced politics right now, and the world is going to need to decide, who do they stand with? Do you stand with Chinese totalitarianism, or do you stand with American liberty? And that is a hard word to pronounce, totalitarianism, which is maybe why you don't have that many people in the media talking about it. The Chinese are brainwashed. They're brainwashed to hate us. They're brainwashed to believe American liberty equates to laziness and to selfishness. And if you don't believe me, look it up for yourself. Never forget, the Chinese government gave us this virus. That's why we call it the China virus or the Wuhan virus, because it came from China. They gave it to us. It looks to me like they seeded it, whether by allowing their infected people to leave their airports and spread across the globe. They knew they had infected people all across the globe during their lockdown. Did they do it to level the economic playing field? You got to put yourself in the heads of the Chinese over there, and they are all about power, right? They do not believe in liberty, and they don't have religion. They wiped out religion, right? Communism destroys religion. It wants to replace God with the government, with the state as the ultimate authority. We know that's the hallmark of communism. We know how evil it is. We know what we're up against. Now, what does this mean that we have an aircraft carrier, a nuclear-powered one, and it's infected with sailors that have been infected? You have 1,000 sailors that have been taken off that ship. It looks like the Navy heard the plea from the captain of that vessel, putting it in very dire terms, saying that sailors do not need to die. That's his quote. And thank God the Navy has acted. We are praying for those sailors. We're praying for all of our first responders that are put themselves in harm's way to protect us, to protect our way of life. We are in debt to you. Thank you for serving America, for serving our country, and for keeping us safe. If you have any idea, if you're serving, if you're a first responder out there and you know what's going on, either on this vessel or other places, if you're deployed around the world, let us know. Let me know. Drop me a line. It can be anonymous. You can just let me know. Are we ramping up a defensive posture to be ready for whatever China throws at us? Are we looking at South America? I believe Venezuela is going to be a hot point, a flashpoint. I believe that Africa is going to be a hot point, a flashpoint in the second Cold War that is against China. Now, will China ever outsmart this country again? Because it looks like we have been outsmarted by China. We saw it coming. We should have seen it coming. They hate us. They hate us, and we rely on them for many essential products. We cannot go back to that. We have to change our supply channel and move it away from China, and that's going to get them upset. I think they already are upset with us, and they're backed into a corner, And, you know, I've talked about this before, so I'm not going to go and feed a fed horse to death over this. But just so you know where I'm coming at, I do believe that the world is going to have to pick a side. Do you stand with China or do you stand with America? And it's a Cold War number two. We are approaching that. Now, back on the home front, I don't know if you saw this Airbnb. They are going to spend $250 million to cancel those, cover those cancellations due to COVID-19. $250 million. That's not an insignificant sum. Now, you know, maybe you've heard of it. You've done Airbnb before. You can rent out a house. The people that rent out the most houses on Airbnb, they're called superhosts. And, you know, they have many properties. Many of them have multiple properties at least. And many of them, though, have over-leveraged. And because of this travel crisis, nobody's traveling. Nobody's going to Airbnbs. Everybody's staying and sheltering in place. And because of that, you're going to see, by all accounts, some of these super hosts are going to have trouble paying their mortgages, right? And so because of that, economists are sounding the alarm. This could indeed spark a housing chain reaction. You have millions of Airbnb hosts, and they have mortgages to pay. But if they are not getting rent payments, they're many of them over-leveraged. They aren't able to pay their mortgages if they don't get their rent payments. That's what's happening. And the $250 million isn't going to be enough. This could start a housing crisis. That's not coming from me. That's what some economists are sounding the alarm, especially over there at ZeroHedge.com. And that they're not a sponsor. They're just a website I admire. And I do look at their reporting and I report it for you because I believe they are a few steps ahead of the game. And they're one of one of the sources that I believe to be somewhat of a crystal ball looking into the future. The future is saying that we're going to have another housing problem. It might not become a crisis, but there is going to spark chain reaction because of this Airbnb crisis that's happening. Okay, so it may not be a housing crisis, but it certainly is an Airbnb crisis, and that is a significant sector of the housing market. Could it have a chain reaction? Do you think it will have a chain reaction? Are you an economist out there? Can you let me know your thoughts about Airbnb spending $250 million to cover those cancellations due to the COVID-19 fallout? And along those lines of Zero Hedge, there's another article put out by Zero Hedge. And I'm not just parroting everything Zero Hedge says, but there were a few articles that I read back to back, and one of them was the Airbnb crisis. Another one of the articles was that supplies really are getting tight because of the everybody's shopping now at grocery stores, and many people think it's hoarding. Maybe you've blamed hoarding on the food shortages you see at grocery stores. It's not, I'm not talking about like you can't get food. I don't want to mean to panic you if you haven't been out for a while. No, there's still, you know, plenty of food, but you do notice some products are missing. Some brands are different than you're used to. They may not have your preferred brand. They may not have your preferred product at all. This is the new reality that we're being faced with, and at least over here in California, that's what we're seeing, and many Americans are blaming that on hoarding, but that's not the case. There's something a little bit more dire going on, and I don't want to cause any kind of hoarding panic by shedding light on the fact that some of this is not because of the hoarding. I don't want you to run out there and tell everybody, you know, Dan Kingston says this is an issue. We're all going to run out of food and there's going to be starvation. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is you happen to listen to this podcast. And while we do have a lot of listeners This is a relatively small community. I mean, you get several hundred people listen a day, and that's you. And I thank you for doing that. Please spread the podcast. But because this is a tight-knit community, I do feel like I have a responsibility to share things that maybe if I, you know, was like had a million listeners, I would think twice about sharing because I wouldn't want to spark some kind of panic or crisis. But because it's a tight-knit community, I'm going to tell you what maybe other people are not telling you because they don't want to spark, again, a panic. Well, according to Zero Hedge, a respected platform, and according to this article, and it makes intuitive sense, Americans aren't going to restaurants as much because they're stuck at home, because of the shelter in place. Frankly, because Americans are scared to go to the grocery store. Maybe you're not. Many are scared to go outside. And because of that, and because they're scared to go to restaurants as well, they're going to have to pick your poison, right? I mean, most of the restaurants are closed now. So where are you going to get food? You have to go to the grocery store. You're going to have to. So more people are going to the grocery store than ever before. Now, even though people are scared, they still have to go. And because restaurants are closed, the habits of Americans are changing and the patterns are changing. And the grocery stores, they can't keep up because the supply chain is overtaxed right now. So what happens? Well, I guess the West Coast and the Midwest, went at first to stock up on supplies in a big way, and they were able to restock the grocery stores, restock the supply chain. The warehouses now are very much taxed. That's why you're seeing brands that you don't normally recognize. And we're not going to run out of food, okay? That's not what I'm saying, but what I am saying is this shed light on the fact that the East Coast has not done that same kind of prepping. So maybe you're listening out there and I don't know, you know, you should have supplies for a week or two. And I don't, you know, you shouldn't do that all in one day. But every time you go to the grocery store, and especially if you're on the East Coast, because the warehouses are not as stocked up as they used to be because of the West Coast and the Midwest. If you're on the East Coast, I'm letting you know that you should get rice, get beans, get some water, not in a crazy, obscene way. Do not hoard, but do take precautions and do care for yourself, because this is an alarming article that because of the West Coast and the Midwest has kind of cleaned out the warehouses, it could leave the East Coast high and dry, at least within the next couple days, the next few weeks. Now, the free market economy is going to take care of it, and we're going to be okay in the long run. And that's why, if it was a million people listening to me, I wouldn't even bring this up. But because I consider you to be a part of my community, a friend, even a family, I want you to know that, especially if you're on the East Coast, that you do want to go and get some essential items just in case, there's a freak out and all of a sudden you can't get stuff for a few days. You don't need to go without if you plan right. So do plan for that. I'm going to end on something that's just, it's not April Fool's joke, but it sounds like it should be. The UK is having a coronavirus problem and their test kits have been in short supply. They ordered a lot from a private company in Europe that has just reported they had to halt shipment because that product that they sell is contaminated with, you're never going to believe this, coronavirus. The coronavirus test kits coming from a European company have been found to be contaminated with coronavirus. And I wonder, it was just an accident, right? I mean, there's no way that this was intentional. There's no way that this European company had parts from the test kit that maybe came from China. Oh, no, there's no way that China is continuing to spread coronavirus through their supply chain. That's irresponsible, Dan Kingston, to even suggest that. Or maybe it would be irresponsible to turn a blind eye. I don't think China is going to fool us again. Do you?
Kingston Country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.